Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of James, chapter 2, reading verses 8 to 10 and 14 to 18. If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds." Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. What does natural gas look like? What do sound waves look like? What does wind look like? Those are hard questions to answer because those things are invisible. They are impossible to recognize, at least with your eyes. But with other senses, you can find those things. With your nose, you can smell the odor that is added to natural gas. With your ears, you can identify the howling wind or the presence of sound waves. Even though these things are invisible, you can identify their presence in other ways. James tells us that faith is the same way. Faith is invisible. You can't see it in people's hearts. But there are other ways to tell if it is there. James tells us that a person's good works are an indicator that they have a living faith. You can't see faith on the inside, but it can be seen in action on the outside as people live out their faith. As parents faithfully raise their children in the way of the Lord, as workers honestly devote themselves to being the best employees they can be, as a friend shares the precious message of Jesus as Savior from sin, invisible faith is made visible. When activity is carried out to God's glory and praise, faith can be seen on the outside. However, we don't always let the outside of our lives reflect what is inside. Too often it's hurtful words of gossip and slander that appear on the outside. Too often we let shine our desires to serve ourselves instead of the expression of faith to help others. But it's at those times that we can be thankful for another thing that is invisible, love. The love that filled Jesus' heart for people showed by words he spoke and actions he did. In love he lived for us, perfectly obeying God's law. In love he gave his innocent life to earn the world's forgiveness. In love he went to the cross, and in love he still rules and reigns for us. We can't see that love in his heart, but we can see it in the acts of love that he puts on display for us. And God has filled the hearts of his believers with that love. He has blessed them with his free gift of faith. Let's seek to make that invisible gift visible, that through us the world might see God's love. Lord, thank you for the privilege of serving you and showing my faith on the outside. Enable me to live out my faith in all that I do today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.